Chapter 21 Cover Stories Part 1 Using Hempen Cloth to Make Gowns Hakka Proverb Hero's mouth, lips closed, hard, forceful, pressed against his. The kiss knocked Wufei's head back against the wall. A crime scene photograph crinkled as it was crushed beneath his shoulder blades. Hiro's body surged against his in a hands-off caress that would have turned Wufei into a bonfire. If shock and complete mortification hadn't drenched any kindling lust. Despite his surprise at the unexpected move, and a rough grip tugging his thigh up against Hiro's leg, he managed to keep his hands on Hiro's shoulders, instead of decking his partner out of instinctive reflex. Hiro released him as suddenly as he'd grabbed him, and turned away abruptly. "There, no problem. See?" he barked. Wufei braced himself against the wall, kept his face absolutely neutral with some effort, and turned toward the desk as if nothing had happened. Un's face was a picture of incredulous shock, predictably enough. She looked like she'd caught their Gundams boning each other.
I, she gasped. Agent Yui, I didn't, that's not.
Her voice was pitched higher than usual. She turned away abruptly, two ragged red spots staining her cheeks, and reached for a glass of water on the side table. Her hand was shaking slightly.
"That wasn't convincing?"
Hiro inquired coldly.
"Of course it wasn't, Chunzi!"
Wufei snarled, violently shoving Hiro out of his personal space. She said, "I'm not sure you can pretend you're boyfriends." She didn't say, "Throw Chang up against the wall and screw him."
"What? I didn't. Commander, are you all right?"
Hiro stopped glaring at Wufei and went around Un's desk. He looked ready to perform the Heimlich maneuver. Un had gasped most of the glass of water into her windpipe at Wufei's words, and she was hacking and coughing. However, she still had a fighter's instincts, and she was edging away from Hiro, with her hands raised protectively at his imminent threat. Wufei moved to her other side reassuringly and patted her on the back, forestalling Hiro's efforts. He didn't want his annoying partner arrested for breaking one of their commanding officer's ribs.
"Here, sit down, Commander. Yui, get her another glass of water. I apologize for that, ma'am, but despite Agent Yui's enthusiasm..."
The two partners exchanged a glare that could melt lead.
"I assure you that we are quite capable of fulfilling this mission."
"Please, please, please give us this mission!"
This wasn't something they were used to. In fact, under normal circumstances, Wufei would never have contemplated taking this on, despite the three dead officers. But it had been a couple weeks since Hiro had decided he'd recovered from his injuries and was now back up to operational capacity, and, to regain his full combat abilities, he'd been sparring, no holds barred, against Wufei on a twice-daily basis. The L5 Preventer wasn't sure he'd survive this fitness program, or his partner's boredom, much longer.
Chang?
Un turned towards him, with an almost pleading look in her reddened, watery eyes. She was still coughing, but trying to speak calmly. "You realized it isn't just the, that aspect, right? I know you and Yui will, you're willing to do a lot for the mission, but..."
"Commander, both Yui and I have performed some undercover operations during the war,"
Wufei said quietly, though he didn't add that most of them had been very short and, in at least one case slightly similar to this mission, had ended up with them breaking their cover barely 30 minutes after infiltrating the base and fighting their way out the hard way. But in this case, they weren't being asked to act like teenage prostitutes.
Just a normal couple. Quite challenging already, but they should be able to manage it. Un seemed to read the assurance in his eyes. It went unsaid that Wu Fei would be the one counted on to decide what normal was in these circumstances. He hoped he was up to the task. Hiro set a new glass of water on Un's desk and went to glare at the display on the wall. They'd been looking at the photographs when Un had dropped her bombshell of a mission outline and immediately admitted her reservations about their ability to pose as a couple. Hiro had said something about it not being an issue, and the next thing he knew, Wu Fei had been grabbed by one shoulder, spun around, and slammed against the evidence wall. Some of the photographs were askew. Hiro righted them, unaffected by the sight of the two executed officers in the shots. Three dead bodies, two local police officers and a preventer. Hiro frowned at the rest of the information pinned to a wall. Photographs of the man responsible for the murders and his entourage. A floor plan of his huge house, taken from the colony's building archives. 4 stories, an underground garage, 16 rooms. Circled in red, the office where the target computer system lurked, behind a firewall that had defeated their attempts at hacking it to date. If you don't think we're capable of infiltrating the locale, Chang and I could always break into it. Hiro threw over his shoulder, fingers tapping at various weak points in the mansion's security. No, Un sighed, regrouping her official persona. When she straightened up, she was Commander Un again. No, she said more firmly. Don't get me wrong. It would be my first choice of approach. Faster and more likely to succeed. I don't doubt you'd find enough evidence to get this man convicted. But there's a chance that you could get caught breaking in, and that would leave us in a very awkward position. The L3 authorities and the ESUN Council have decreed that discretion is the highest priority on this mission. Un glanced at them, and then shook her head, as if wondering why the hell she was asking Hiro and Wu Fei to do this. Wu Fei rather agreed with her unspoken assessment. He sat down in the chair in front of her desk, arms crossed over his chest, frowning. Yui and I will do our best, ma'am, of course, but... I know you're neither of you undercover specialists, Un inserted, guessing what he was about to say. In fact, this job was tailor-made for Barton and Maxwell. Unfortunately, Barton is on another mission that takes highest priority, and Maxwell is injured.
What?
Hiro and Wu Fei exclaimed together. Un blinked in surprise. Didn't he tell... When did it happen? Hiro barked, spinning away from the information pinned to the wall, while Wu Fei leaned forward and asked, Is it serious? Calm down, gentlemen. He's got a badly sprained wrist and a mild concussion, and it didn't happen on the job, so I didn't think I'd be the one telling you. Though I guess I know why he didn't. Un smirked as if enjoying a private joke. He was fine when he left Brussels 2 weeks ago. Wu Fei started. He was on leave at Winner's Estate on L4 after his mission here, Un explained dryly. Winner, who is normally an eminently rational person, must have succumbed to a fit of madness and suggested they go horseback riding. Why he ever assumed Duo had ridden a horse before is beyond me. If they saw that much meat on the hoof in the colony Maxwell came from, they'd eat it. But of course Maxwell wasn't going to admit that there was any kind of ride he couldn't master. Apparently he went about it as if riding a horse and piloting a Gundam were roughly on par. The poor horse managed to throw him, or it would have had a cardiac incident, I'm sure. Winner is the one who called to warn me that Duo would be unable to take on any missions for a while. Maxwell is fine and recuperating at Winner's, but unavailable for at least a few weeks. Since it's his gun hand he managed to sprain. Oh. Wu Fei and Un shared a small grin of wicked amusement at the thought of the cocky Death Scythe pilot defeated by a horse. Hiro just sniffed and turned back to the far wall with its photographs and floor plans. So the mission parameters are to infiltrate the group of clubbers that get invited to Exeter's mansion? Get invited repeatedly, become known to the guards, evade surveillance during those encounters, break into the office, familiarize ourselves with the system, and hack open a landline access to the system. Hero had obviously dismissed the horse incident as if it had never happened. Maxwell was unavailable, so he'd take the mission in his stead. Good little soldier, Wu Fei thought, rubbing his eyes tiredly. He just doesn't have a clue how hard this is going to be. Yes, the two undercover police officers had been working this case for 3 months with that aim in mind. You'll be following in their footsteps. Well, except for the part where their cover got blown and they were murdered before they could get into the mansion for their first visit.
Isn't that enough to bring Exeter in for questioning?
We don't really care all that much about Exeter, Un explained wearily. It's the information on his system that's our objective. He's Syndicate.
Wu Fei leaned forward abruptly. Beside him, Hiro quickly slipped into the second chair, concentrating on Un's words.
He's a financial backer, but not a top player. But Exeter has information on high-ranking Syndicate members and their financial dealings. This would get us up close and personal with the ones we didn't bring down during the Barton incident.
Hiro grunted. Wu Fei glanced from his partner to Un, catching a troubled look between them. He'd not been involved in that near disaster, though it had been his information that had led to the breakup of the plot. This had been the mysterious leader who had tried to recruit Wu Fei after the war, when he'd been wandering like a ghost looking for a cause. The name he'd given Hiro that day, after destroying Nataku and leaving for university, had led the Preventers to an L3 businessman by the name of Dekim Barton, the man who'd financed Heavy Arms, as it turned out. Hiro had given Wu Fei a curt outline of what had happened last December. Barton, had infiltrated Dekim's operation and gotten the Preventers enough ammunition to bring the man and his army down. All four of the active Gundam pilots had been involved in this. Wu Fei had been rather put out by that information. He'd not even read about this in the news. But he couldn't complain, since he'd been the one to walk away at the time. It turned out that Dekim Barton had been one of several heads of a Hydra known only as the Syndicate, a group that had infiltrated all sides of the recent conflict. They were the disease that had set in after too many decades of war. It was an old story, repeated throughout history. War forced the worst of the underworld to evolve, structure itself, protect itself, thereby leaving a virulent, all-pervasive organism behind once peace was declared. The end of martial law meant that the authorities could no longer use truly brutal means of repression, and, like a virus working its way through a weakened immune system, the organism spread, infecting all businesses and walks of life, and rooting itself in deep. Human society had taken decades, centuries, to rid itself of the Mafia, the Triads, and other similar parasites. Wu Fei didn't think they would be able to destroy the Syndicate for a long time, until it had grown too complex and heavy for its own good, and society had formed defenses against it. But that didn't mean they couldn't try. One of the Syndicate's main sources of revenue had been providing weapons to terrorists and rebels the world over. Peace had already been a blow to their finances, hence Dekim's attempt at destroying it. There was now a state of all-out war between the Syndicate and the Preventers, a quiet, hidden conflict without shellings and Gundams, a battlefield of financial manipulations and murders in the dark. Exeter has, of course, the usual protections, high-ranking politicians, financial support, and enough lawyers to form an army in their own right. Most of his businesses are above board anyway. His links to the Syndicate are mainly for money laundering, and he has top-flight financial wizards to help him drown out the illegal influx of cash. His colony protects him almost as a matter of course. No, we'll probably never put Mr. Andrev Exeter in jail. Un looked bitter, as she always did when it came to L3 and its tolerance of such corruption.
But we need his information, and the moment he spots a warrant, he'll wipe all of it from his systems. Fortunately, Mr. Exeter is used to the L3 way of doing things, and the amenities of a wartime government, when he could bribe his way out of most trouble. He's careless. This gives us a chance to get in close to the higher-ups in the syndicate, preferably before they pull another coup on us.
He'd have to be careless to invite unknown people to his mansion, if that's where he keeps his information, Hero affirmed, cold and condemning. Then he went back to the important business, the mission. Un didn't really have to give Hero so much background intel. She just needed to tell him what had to be done.
So, we are to infiltrate the objective by posing as a young couple, such as those he regularly invites to... What precisely does he want them for? Sex?
Very briefly, Commander Un faltered, and the much more prim Lady Un threw Hero a horrified glance at his cold, matter-of-fact question, as well as what he was implying he'd be ready to accept for the mission. But she recovered quickly.
No, Agent Yui. He just likes to have them around. He has a small private club there. Word is, he's bisexual, but he's mainly interested in young, gay couples. Preferably men. Un was trying not to squirm under two clear, hard gazes. Which is why, well, we don't know how he spotted the two undercover operatives. They were professionals and good at their job, but they were part of the L3 force, which means someone sold them out. Wu Fei snorted in disgust. Probably. The preventers are not local, so the L3 authorities, the reliable ones, asked us for help. I'm afraid we sent Agent Santoro in blind. He was really there only for a retcon. His cover was a bit light. We didn't think... He was just hanging around, as if trying to pick up people at the club. Desires. It was too soon after they caught the two cops, though. They must have been keeping an eye out. And Santoro was... Well, he was 30, and not really trained in that milieu. He rather stood out.
Which is why you're asking us, Wu Fei finished. We're young enough where we won't look out of place at this night spot where Exeter picks up his clubbers.
Yes, and you'll be going in with a proper cover story. We're working overtime to build it, so it'll be ready to set in motion if you agree to...
Of course we agree, Hero announced, cold and sure.
Just a minute, Yui. Un sighed and rubbed her temples. I want you two to realize what you're getting into. The investigation into the deaths of the two undercover policemen indicated they'd been placed under close surveillance by Exeter's men shortly before they were killed. This will sound strange, but he's not an animal or a hardened criminal, though he will kill if threatened. Apparently, all efforts were made to ensure that these two men were, indeed, a threat to him before they were executed. Now he's going to be even more careful. You two may never be invited to his mansion at all. He may stop that behavior now. But if he does ask you over, well, you can expect every aspect of your life to be under close scrutiny for a few days prior to the invite. He'll want to be sure you're not plants. And that means, well...
He'll have us followed, investigated, and he might bug our apartment. We understand that. Wu Fei interrupted calmly. Don't worry, Commander. As Yui just demonstrated, I think we can make it look convincing.
Un frowned and fiddled with a folder on her desk. Hero shifted beside him, as if to add something at this point. Wu Fei quickly flicked his fingers on the chair's armrest, catching his attention. Hiro's eyes lifted to his. They exchanged a glance.
Wait, let me do the talking. I'll explain later, Wu Fei indicated.
Hero subsided. Well, I'm under pressure by ESUN to send in two more agents for another attempt at infiltration, Un said softly. Young agents. I have some new recruits who can do the undercover part, but... Her eyes lifted to them, hard and angry. But I'm damned if I'm catering to L3's sensitivities and their wish to avoid a scandal with Exeter by sending two cadets into what could very likely turn into a deadly trap. Personally, gentlemen, I don't think you have much of a chance of making it into that mansion. I doubt Exeter is dumb enough to keep on inviting pretty young things to his house just to... Un's ears caught up with her words, and she choked briefly. The pretty young things, war-hardened soldiers who'd killed more men than Exeter and all his goons ever had, waited patiently for her to continue. Well, whatever. If you can get the information, I'll be very, very happy, and very, very surprised. But mainly, I'm sending you two, because if things hit the fan, I know you can survive it. There's only one thing I'm worried about. You two. Un's mouth pinched unhappily. You're my best. You're the ones I send in when I know nobody else can do it. You've busted up operations that I would have normally needed an army to crack. I don't want to compromise that. For anything. But I'm aware that putting you into this kind of situation, months living as a... Well, it might stress the entente you two have. It's rather different than what I would normally have you do. I don't want this to ruin your partnership. Once more, Wu Fei could feel Hiro stare at him, waiting for him to say the few words that would put Un's worries to rest. Once again, Wu Fei threw a cautioning glance at his partner. Ma'am, don't worry. Yui and I are professionals. This won't be a problem. Very well, Un concluded, resigned. Sam will brief you. If, at any time, you have any doubts about... She must have caught sight of their mission faces and didn't bother finishing. Do your best. Don't get killed. Dismissed. Wu Fei wasn't surprised to feel hard fingers grab his arm and drag him off into a section of deserted cubicles, away from the main hallway leading towards Sam's office. Why didn't you tell her? Hiro's voice was cold, slightly annoyed, but mainly curious. Wu Fei felt a touch of something. Pride, maybe? His partner trusted him implicitly, and knew he had to have a reason for keeping silent about the nature of their relationship. Tell her what? Wu Fei asked patiently, knowing what Hiro meant, but needing him to spell it out before he could take it apart. Well, that we won't have any problems acting like a couple or having sex, even if they bug our apartment. Won't we? Wu Fei asked dryly. Hiro stared at him, surprised. I won't say I'll enjoy knowing someone may be watching. Hiro cocked his head to one side. But that won't stop us, and that's what Un was worrying about, so why...
That was one detail Un was worrying about, and that's why this is going to be hard,
Wu Fei corrected him, suddenly uncomfortable. This was stuff they never talked about. Look, Yui, just stop a minute and run one of our usual days through your mind. Now, remember we're supposed to be a normal couple, above suspicion. A brief moment of silence. Oh, Hiro frowned. Well, we can act, I guess. The brief, uncharacteristic moment of hesitation spoke volumes. Wu Fei knew Hiro hated to admit he wasn't perfect at every aspect of being an agent, but his partner was also brutally honest enough to admit that infiltration was not one of his skills. Not after successfully standing out as, at best, an unsocial jerk in most schools he'd hidden out in during his wartime career. Un's mainly worried that we can't act like a normal couple, in everyday life, well enough to withstand even a light scrutiny. We're not just supposed to fool the hostiles by screwing each other in bed while they listen in over a mic. We have to convince every person we meet who might be questioned by Exeter's men, that we're just a normal couple, and we'll be doing this for months. Hiro glowered at the floor, arms crossed over his chest. Wu Fei watched the lines of his shoulders expressing the inner struggle.
The need to take on and succeed at a mission on the one hand, the admission of a difficulty, a lack in his own abilities on the other.
"I don't have much experience with normal," Hiro bit out, still glaring at the floor. "I'm not sure what that entails."
Eyes flicking towards Wufei's.
"But you said we'd take the mission."
There was a question in his words.
"I think we can do it," Wufei answered, quietly and firmly. "It won't be easy, but I have enough knowledge about normal life, as you call it, to pass. And Un underestimates us."
The rest went unsaid. The closeness, the almost telepathic ability to understand one another, to follow one another's near-invisible leads in high-risk situations. Damn, they managed to delude a live-in duo Maxwell for 2 weeks. They could certainly fool a couple of thugs looking through bad image feed for a few days. No, they weren't normal. But in this instance, it was also a strength. Hiro Yui didn't know the meaning of the word embarrassment, as the demonstration for Un earlier proved. He wouldn't trip them up by hesitating or recoiling away from anything. And Wufei thought that, for a mission, and a chance at taking a bite out of the syndicate, he could once more be the one who drew the attention away from Hiro, put up the front, bury his pride, his normal instincts, and lie to the world without shame, regret, or remorse. Besides, if Hiro could do it, so could he. They nodded. Arguments, logic, and conclusions unspoken, as always, but understood and accepted. Wufei turned, but fingers caught his arm again, more gently this time.
"Still, why didn't you tell Un? That would have set her mind at rest about this mission compromising our team's integrity."
Hiro seemed simply curious this time, trying to understand his partner's reasoning. Wufei smirked in enjoyment at the thought of Un's face if he dropped that one on her. Then he shook his head. "That wouldn't be wise. You heard her worry about how even pretending to be involved would get us embroiled into some emotional tangle. I don't want her double-guessing our competence and detachment from now on, if we were to tell her we actually are fucking each other."
"Un knows us both well enough to realize our arrangements will not interfere with our performance," Hiro refuted firmly.
"Un is a fairly good commander, but she's also a woman," Wufei retaliated. "Women can be good combatants, but they will too easily let their feelings overwhelm them, and then they seem to forget all their common sense, duties, and even self-preservation. They tend to assume other people are the same." He ended with a sneer, burying the slight pang of bitter regret as he remembered another woman who should have cared more about her self-preservation than the life of her unworthy husband. Hiro's eyebrows shot up.
"Is that actually an observation? Because I don't recall..."
"Noin and Zex. She was all for stopping White Fang blowing up the earth, as long as she could do it without mussing up his hair."
"That's not exactly..."
"That brunette, Hildy, and Maxwell. She was with Oz, and she was supposed to shoot him down. Instead, she ends up saving his life and doing spy work for him."
"Well..."
"Do I really need another example?"
"Two women don't make..."
"Relina." Wufei laid down his trump card. Hiro visibly winced.
"That's not really a valid example," he muttered. "She has her ideals."
"I wasn't talking about Berlin. Before she even knew she was a peacecraft, you threatened to kill her, what, twice? At least?"
"How did you know?"
"Maxwell has a big mouth, and found the whole episode very amusing. He tells it like it's one of his best jokes if you give him half a chance. You know what I would do if you threatened to shoot me even once, Yui?"
"You'd get me first," Hiro muttered, conceding.
"Right! Women don't have the ability to make completely rational judgments in combat situations. It's that simple. They think with their hearts, not their heads. I don't think they should even really be involved in fighting. They should just take care of business or diplomacy.
like the Peacecraft woman. Or they should stay at home and make babies. What?
Hiro's eyes had focused on the hallway behind Wufei and widened in alarm.
Hello, Sally,
he said, tone and stance a warning. Wufei stiffened and spun around, bracing himself. He turned back slowly from the empty hallway to glare at the growing smirk on Hiro's face.
Good touch, he granted reluctantly,
though on the outside he simply sneered dismissively. All I'm saying is that should we divulge the... Hiro actually laughed, a twisted little snicker.
You're right. Men do have a better sense of self-preservation.
The details of our arrangement, Yui. Concentrate.
Maybe we should discuss this whole issue with Un.
Mission, Yui. Dead bodies. The Syndicate.
But don't mention the thing about making babies.
Dead fellow officers.
She'd castrate you.
If you're quite finished, Yui, Wufei snarled at that smug look, acknowledging defeat. Score, Yui.
Yes, Hiro smirked.
Then he was all business again, indifferently locking away the Hiro Yui that Wufei was the only one allowed to see.
Let's go talk to Sam.
Wufei went to get the next box from the van. Hiro wasn't helping. He was inside unpacking the computer system in the hub, and glowering at the rather primitive setup he'd have to make do with. Student life sucked, Wufei thought with a sly grin.
Mr. Changen Lin?
Wufei had kept an ear on the footsteps behind him, curbing his desire to turn around and face the potentially hostile person approaching at his six. He looked around only when she spoke, turning with the last box in his arms. Ah, the lawyer. He noted how she'd tripped over his assumed name and gotten it in the wrong order. But he supposed that she wouldn't be familiar with Asians and their customs here on L3.
Yes, may I help you?
Wufei asked politely.
My name is Philippa Scariot.
The young, horse-faced woman in a tidy green suit was looking at him curiously. I work for the firm Mir and Constance.
Ah, yes.
I was very sorry to hear about your uncle, Mr. Lin.
Not, of course, that she'd known him, Wufei reflected, or that his uncle had ever existed.
Call me Chang. It's a nickname,
Wufei said easily enough. He'd practiced saying that for the last week.
Oh, and this is Yui Summers, my boyfriend.
Boy. That had taken some practice, too. But he barely stuttered anymore. Hiro had come out of the apartment with a scowl on his face, probably ready to complain about the computer system again. He was now looking at the lawyer as if wondering she was armed. Sam had taken personal charge of their cover story, much to Wufei's relief. The old fox knew how they worked. It meant they could still call each other Chang and Yui, when the regular information services of Ops were going to set them up with fake identities using their first names, the ones they never used with each other. Sam also ensured that they both had a bit of military background in their falsified records. Oz cadets, ironically enough. And that Hiro had left behind him in his previous job a record of being sullen and uncommunicative. An unsocial computer nerd. It all helped. Philippa's eyebrows had jolted a bit at the mention of boyfriend, but she'd covered it with the promptitude and smoothness of someone with a job where she was expected to be nice to all sorts of people.
A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Summers. Philippa Scariot, from Mir and Constance.
What do you want?
Shit, Yui, you could at least make an effort, Wufei thought resignedly, as Philippa bridled ever so slightly at the curt demand. He firmly shoved the box into Hiro's arms and turned towards the lawyer.
Sorry, he didn't sleep much on the shuttle over. What can I do for you? I thought I'd signed all the papers already.
Yes, we just need you to fill in this form here, taking formal possession of the property and acknowledging that all was left in order by the former tenant. Take your time checking it and send it in by fax or mail. You're settling in well, I hope? Her eyes trailed after Hiro, who was carrying the box upstairs without further word to either of them. Wufei nodded at the moving van that had brought their few personal items. Well, those items that people in their circumstances were supposed to have. We had to buy some furniture, but mostly we're good. I understand that you're enrolled in our university? Yes, both Yui and I were taking courses by correspondence and working part-time back on Earth, but now, of course. Wufei let the expected minute of silence elapse in memory of his supposedly deceased uncle, who'd left him a bit of money, this apartment, and a few other properties, allowing him to attend university full-time on L3. Philippa let the minute pass with ingrained professional courtesy, then pretended to look interested. What courses do you attend, Chang? Asian literature. Modern. Wufei didn't have to fake the small smile. It wouldn't be a drag keeping up his cover. He had enough knowledge to do so, and he was actually looking forward to a few months of proper courses. Yui is doing a degree in advanced computer engineering. The only difficulty about maintaining that cover would be for Hiro not to let his professors realize he knew 10 times more than they did, and to handle the boredom. Hiro hadn't been overjoyed at his proposed coursework, but he'd muttered something about doing some research on AI security programs or something to keep him busy. As long as he didn't reinvent Zero or a computer that would try to take over the world, Wufei wouldn't interfere. A severely bored Hiro would be rather unpleasant to live with. Well, I hope you enjoy your stay on L3, Chang. Here's my card. Please don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions or problems. I think you'll enjoy it here. This is a fairly nice neighborhood, and it's so convenient for the university. It's got handy transport to the center of town. The nightlife on this colony is much more exciting than in many other clusters. Where did you say you were working before you came here? Tokyo. Ah, well, of course, we're just a colony. Philippa might have added more civilities, but at that moment, Hiro had returned from the apartment. He stopped right next to Wufei and looked silently at the lawyer. Wufei could almost read the thoughts going through her mind. Boyfriend. Probably jealous, possessive, and definitely unpleasant. In fact, Hiro obviously just wanted a word with him and was waiting for her to leave. But Wufei could see how she could misunderstand that silence and intense look. It was why they might actually manage this infiltration, Wufei thought. Not for the first time. Hiro didn't act normally, true, but his actions were often open to a normal interpretation, and anything he did that was truly bizarre would hopefully be put down to the fact that he was an unsociable computer geek, and left at that. And, put plainly, it didn't feel like he was playing a part, simply because no one would be expected to be that bad at it. They might not make any friends, Wufei thought, watching Philippa hastily excuse herself, trot back to her car, and drive off a bit abruptly. But they probably wouldn't get spotted as undercover agents either. Yes? He whispered, watching Philippa's fast-departing vehicle. Hiro turned without a word and left Wufei to follow him back into the apartment. It was much smaller than their safe house. The living room and kitchenette were big enough for 2 people, as long as they didn't have the territorial instincts of male tigers. There was a very small study for Hiro's computer, still in its boxes, and a bedroom where Wufei could read when he wanted some solitude. He could see it from here. The door opened, boxes piled here and there. A single bed, queen-sized. "We're clear," Hiro announced, closing the door carefully behind them. "I checked. No bugs yet."
"Checked?"
Wufei tore his eyes away from the bed.
"What do you mean?"
"Sam left me some detection equipment. He'll send a courier to pick it up in a few hours," Hiro added, as Wufei's eyes widened in alarm. Though it might be weeks, months, before they might expect Exeter's men to check their apartment,
They couldn't have anything like that around when it happened.
Foxwood wanted to be sure we were clear, at least to start with. Though there's no reason we shouldn't be. He said we might need some time to settle into our roles.
Hero shrugged and idly switched on the overhead light. They'd drawn the curtains from force of habit when they'd first walked into the apartment, Wufei suddenly realized.
Damn. Well, they'd start ironing out small details like that tomorrow. Sam was right. This was going to be a bit of a shock, and would take some getting used to. It was nice to know they could at least discuss things out loud for a day or two to start with.
We need to set up a system of communication, now that we're here. Hiro's eyes were sweeping the apartment professionally. A set of codes and signals we can use once we're no longer sure of this place's integrity.
We can also talk at the university, in case of emergencies. We'll scout out possible RV spots tomorrow. When do we recon the preliminary objective?
If you mean, when do we wander over to Desires and have a drink? We'll go tonight,
Wufei answered dryly.
He felt suddenly curious to know what it would be like to live with Hiro, when he wasn't acting like, well, a soldier, or a rival, or a brother in arms, or a fellow tiger.
Wufei assumed he'd be doing most of the talking once they were fully undercover. The idea of Hiro making small talk just didn't fit into his view of the world.
Tonight? Hiro looked in askance. So soon?
Yes, we might as well establish ourselves there. We won't go for long, just an hour or so. Get a feel for the place and let them see us. It's a fairly well-known club on the gay scene. It's not unlikely our alter egos would have heard of it, on the net, before coming. And I want to go before the weekend. There won't be so many people tonight.
Hiro nodded in acceptance, rather than informed agreement. It was understood that this was Wufei's operation, at least until they became regulars at Exeter's mansion. Some of the beautiful people he collected for his private club. Then, assuming they could sneak away, or even get there in the first place, Hiro would be once more in his element, cracking their computer and security systems for ops to access whatever information Exeter kept there, as discreetly as possible.
In the meantime, Wufei found that he was looking at the bed again.
Are you going to be able to sleep on that? I mean, sleep with me?
Damn, that sounded weird. As weird as boyfriend.
I can catnap with someone in the same room, Hiro answered, without turning around. He was digging through boxes in the study, pulling out cables.
We're going to be at this for months, Yui, until we get into Exeter's place or until Un pulls the plug on this mission. You can't catnap for months.
Hiro paused, hands entangled in cables, eyes thoughtful.
My university courses end at 5 most days. So do yours, right? I can come back here and sleep for a few hours. That will keep me operational.
He'd be able to sleep, alone in the bed, while Wufei kept watch in the living room. It really went without saying.
The courses end at 5, but we're supposed to be students. They don't come back home and take naps, Yui. I think part of your curriculum forces you to stay late at night with the other geeks, doing odd things to your computer networks and playing marathon sessions of the latest strategy game.
If I play a strategy game, it won't last long enough to qualify as a marathon,
Hiro pointed out dryly. Wufei snorted, and decided not to remind Hiro that they had to blend in. He'd feel the situation out later, how much derivation from the norm his partner could get away with. Wufei and Sam had taken care to place the Yui Summers character at the far end of the unusual scale anyway, so it would likely be okay.
I'll go get us lunch from the local deli, Wufei announced. You stay here. Start putting together the furniture we bought together. Unpack a few things. And I don't mean the computer equipment, Yui. Start with our clothes. They may need an iron. We'll unpack this afternoon. Then we'll get ready for tonight.
He cast one look at the bed, and left to see if the deli had something edible. He was tense. There were so many small details that could trip them up, and they might end up killing each other before the week was out.
he added with a mental snort. They weren't used to cohabitating peacefully, without sparring matches and missions to relieve their natural tension. But there was a small part of Wufei that felt a twinge of anticipation, too. This would be different, challenging, and interesting. He found he was rather looking forward to it.